Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had a conversation with the president, and the president outlined to me the series of actions that occurred on the Sunday evening. I have no doubts that Osama bin Laden is dead. The operation against Osama bin Laden is an unmistakable triumph for our military and our intelligence personnel. It's also a credit to our commander-in-chief, the current one and the previous one, for sticking with the mission and proving that we're committed to justice, no matter how long it takes.
Has justice been served is a question that's being asked, and you may want to answer it from your own point of view at 800-510-8255. As we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, the death of Osama bin Laden, number one this week. That was House Speaker John Boehner talking about the commanders, I guess, in chief, and the fact that he has no doubt, for those of you who are wondering whether you place any credence in him or not, that the man in question is dead, Osama bin Laden, and what he's been responsible for, over and done with, from his perspective, anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show with the hot hits from the week of May 2nd to the 6th, 2011, running down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine as they and we monitor talk radio shows and hosts all across the country all week long to determine this list.
Number 10,
what's going on in Major League Baseball.
Number 9.
Other sports-related activities, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, pretty exciting between the Bruins and the Flyers, and the NFL shutting out the players, labor talks, all that stuff.
Number 8.
Of conventional talk radio conversation, the weather. Midwest flooding especially is the problem at number 8.
Number 7.
What you're paying for gasoline.
Number 6.
The debate over raising the debt ceiling and the continuing conversation about the budget.
Number 5.
That's the effect of bin Laden's death on the Obama presidency.
Number 4.
Pakistani relations with our country.
Number 3.
The death photo issue.
Number 2.
The visit to Ground Zero.
Number 1.
And the continuing conversation about bin Laden's death. That is the overall, and to be understood, that makes good sense. Interesting that the host of Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie, has been inviting his listeners to visit that show's website for the past couple of nights to participate in a poll asking the question, quote, should Osama bin Laden's body have been buried at sea, end quote. 17,000 fans of the show have cast their votes, producing the following results. The body wasn't Osama bin Laden, and the burial at sea is part of a cover-up. 43% saying that. No, his body should have been shown to the public before any kind of burial. 28% said that. Yes, officials didn't want a burial place on land turned into a terrorist shrine, and Islamic tradition dictates that the body has to be buried within 24 hours. 28% said that. So what are the results clearly reflect, at least from that audience, the conspiracy theory nature of the audience, and therefore it's a segment of society that feels strongly. And, you know, if you listen to that program or other programs, Alex Jones, pretty much the same sort of thing. And then the focus just on the death and the pictures and stuff, not on whether Obama did the right thing or is a hero because he did what he did. All of these things are part and parcel. What a myriad of conversational opportunities have been taken advantage of this week as the people in question, the stories that we focus on are in this hour pretty much all about number one and its ancillary value. As an example of that, here are our hosts Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talking to Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska about how he found out that bin Laden was dead.
I think a lot of people are going to remember Sunday night, where they were when they found this out, what happened. Tell us about what it was like for you, you know, what you were doing, how you found out, and what your reaction was Sunday night to the news about Osama bin Laden.
Well, I was watching, a show, and somebody emailed me and said, do you know whether bin Laden has been killed? And, of course, I immediately flipped over to the news, and there was breaking news. This is even before breaking news. And didn't see anything. And then suddenly I saw that there was starting to be breaking news. And some place calls into staff, and we started getting as much information together as we could. And I started emailing family and some friends and saying that this is the report. I can't confirm it yet, but here's what I'm hearing.
So this wasn't a deal where, you know, maybe an hour beforehand the president gathers the members of Congress, or at least tells, you know, certain people, and then the word kind of spreads. That way, you found out, you know, almost like the rest of us found out.
I found out like virtually everybody else. But that it's okay on something like this because the sensitivity of it and the fact that it could leak out was just the president was right not to have many people involved in this and to keep it tight. There was nothing I could have done if I'd known in advance. Of course, you always want to know. Everybody always wants to be in the know. But there are times when the risk is just too great.
Obviously, the symbolic nature of this event was important, you know, just
yes.
for us to feel better about things. It was a target we've been after for a long time. But I'm curious, with your inner knowledge of, you know, how the international terrorism community has worked, you've been there in Washington for a number of years, you've heard a lot of the hearings, you've been in a lot of the meetings. Tactically, how big of an event is this?
Well, this is real big because I think the symbolism you've mentioned is huge. But in addition to that, the actual operations, it's huge as well because he was more than symbolic. He was essential to the operation. They had ways of communicating to certain players and certain key players in Al-Qaeda without being caught. I'm not going to go into how they did that, but they did have these contacts, and that's why a lot of the information that was taken, it's a treasure trove of information, the computer, the hard drives, all the data that they were able to get out of the house, out of the compound, when that's all sorted out, is going to be extremely helpful in identifying the location of other key players, we believe. It wouldn't just be a bunch of video games that they had there. This was information. Some of it might be stale, but honestly, I do believe that they had contact. That contact has now been cut off.
All right. So the actually finding it amusing to look at the fact the New York Times story carrying some ancillary information about the compound now in Pakistan, which has become something of a tourist attraction. Interesting to take all of this information not only from our country but from that country and around the world, which has been part of the discussion. 800-510-8255. Certainly interested in your input as we have time. More talk hosts and the news talk folks on television dealing with this. It's really a pretty compelling story, as you've noted all week long, and that's why it's the focus pretty much of an hour of our time here as we review what's going on this week in the world of talk radio on The Countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books. Little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, this guy's really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Ah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Do you want to see the photo?
No, okay, I don't.
I don't want to see the guy again.
I don't. I think it can only incite... It can only incite rage. It
Absolutely.
Can only incite more
Absolutely.
Violence. And the doubters are still going to doubt the picture. You're not going to please the doubters.
Yeah, the doubters are going to say, that was photoshopped. 800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show, number one issue, and actually the top four or five, six items here all have to do with Osama bin Laden. From Fox, Bill O'Reilly talks to Congressman Peter King about the role of waterboarding in this mission.
Congressman, right off the bat, tell me something I don't know. Tell us something we don't know.
Well, I don't know if everyone knows this or not, but you mentioned the fact that we obtained information several years ago, vital information about the courier for Obama. We obtained that information through waterboarding. And so for those who say that waterboarding doesn't work, to say that it should be stopped and never used again, we got vital information which directly led us to bin Laden.
Wow.
Also,
Wait, let me stop you there. I did not know that, and I'm sure most of my audience did not at all. Explain how that went down. How did we get that information? Where did it come from? Was it Guantanamo Bay?
It came from an overseas prison where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was being interrogated, and waterboarding was used, and it was during the interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed through waterboarding that this information was learned.
So KSM gave it up? Mohammed himself gave it up?
KSM gave us the first lead, and then later on, Alibi, who also was a top aide to bin Laden, he was also being interrogated with strong interrogation measures, and he confirmed information about the courier. So key information we got on a very, very vital part.
That is absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. You're not going to hear that on the other networks, I guarantee you.
All right, there's Bill O'Reilly puffing out his chest. 800-510-8255 on The View. Barbara Walters talks about bin Laden.
England's Archbishop of Canterbury were taking issue with the fact that bin Laden was unarmed when U.S. troops took him out.
Okay. Meaning that they didn't find him to be a threat? I mean, clearly this man...
No. Meaning they, because he was unarmed, we shouldn't have killed him. Look, I don't care if he was asleep with two puppies. He did not warn us before 9/11.
Right.
He did not say, listen, let me tell you, all you unarmed people at the World Trade Center, thousands of you. Let me just, they should have waited until he got arms and killed the Navy SEALs. Thank God they're okay.
Yeah. The bastard's dead. That's the bottom line. 21 after the hour.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. 46.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. And here is the president as he arrived at Ground Zero speaking to the firefighters there.
This is a symbolic site of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on that terrible day almost 10 years ago. Obviously, you can't bring back the friends that were lost. And I know that each and every one of you not only grieve for them, but have also, over the last 10 years, dealt with their family, their children, trying to give them comfort, trying to give them support. Well, what happened on Sunday, because of the courage of our military and the outstanding work of our intelligence, sent a message around the world, but also sent a message here back home, that when we say we will never forget, we mean what we say. And our commitment to making sure that justice was done is something that transcended politics, transcended party. It didn't matter which administration was in. It didn't matter who was in charge. We were going to make sure that the perpetrators of that horrible act, that they received justice.
Good God, this is the digital age. Listen to all the cameras clicking like they had cameras from 1940, for God's sakes. All right, here's the talk host Gary Allen with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the president's decision not to release the photos.
If I'm not mistaken, you did see these photos, didn't you?
I did, yes.
How gruesome were they?
Well, it's pretty gruesome. It's a if you've ever seen a crime scene photo of gunshot wounds to the head, it's with a high caliber round. It is distorting to the face for sure. It's still recognizable. You can still recognize it was Osama bin Laden.
So you're convinced it was him and that he is gone?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, his family is now saying it's him. His daughter said she saw her father get shot. The DNA test came back at 99.7% accuracy. I mean, it is beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was Osama bin Laden and that he is dead. You see all of the reaction in the intelligence world where all of the al-Qaeda elements are scrambling around trying to make sure they're not next.
Glad we have this conversation because I was one of those that thought we should see the pictures, too. We in America elect representatives to represent us in Congress. You are one of them in the state of Michigan. If you say it's so, I agree.
Yeah, and you know, here's my I opposed putting out the pictures, one thing that struck me after Abu Ghraib, and I talked to a soldier yesterday who was in Iraq after the pictures were released, and right when that whole thing was going on, the unit, and he was an infantry unit, was told to double their medipacks because there were trouble brewing, take more time on your patrol because you're going to get more violence. And sure enough, when those photos went out, all that violence spiked. So people can say, oh, well, it's going to do it anyway. They're angry anyway. It's not true. And if we is it for showing the picture because people want to see it, worth the life of one American soldier? I just don't think it is. I think we have plenty other ways to prove that it's Osama bin Laden. I think there's probably more coming on that.
Yeah.
But to release this photo and say this is our kind of, you know, to try to make us, that Osama bin Laden is some kind of trophy for us, I think is a serious mistake. There's no reason, we have no gain in this effort to do it. The people who overseas, and by the way, the Taliban spokesman says he's not dead and that we should have to prove it. They're not going to be with us until, 101st Airborne soldier shows up at their door. So
yeah.
I just don't see any gain in it.
All right, 800-510-8255. I don't want to see the pictures, but I think they ought to be available. What do you think? Callers coming up in the next half hour of the countdown, 28 past the hour now.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm pleased that he'll no longer be around to do any harm to anybody. The world's a better place without him. To celebrate someone's death, I think that goes a step further than my own. It's not the way I was raised. I was raised in an Irish Catholic home. I believe in those principles that I was raised with.
The death and celebration of Osama bin Laden on the mind of Michael Moore, controversial figure in American culture these days, reflecting on what a lot of people of that background and other backgrounds are saying. Some people literally disgusted at the outcryings, the outpourings at baseball games, athletic events, cheering in the streets, even though this guy was public enemy number one, deserved what he got. The reaction of some, it just shows you how buried things are in our world. I guess that's really what it is. 800-510-8255. It's kind of like when there would be, and I'm going back to September 11th, when you saw a lot of people in Muslim countries and Middle Eastern countries who were celebrating the tragedy. Everybody didn't do that. There wasn't every Muslim or everybody in these various countries that didn't go to the streets. The news media played it up like that was the case, and that's the case here. Not everybody in America is going to react the same way, as not all of those people are going to react the same way. And to put them all in the same kettle of fish is unfair and nonsensical. Having said that, before we get to your callers at 800-510-8255, the little visit here to the Howie Carr radio program. Here he talks about the fake death photos and other fake stories that are going around.
This is embarrassing. Oops. This is from the Herald. Senator Brown duped by fake bin Laden photo. U.S. Senator Scott Brown, who said earlier today that he saw a picture of Osama bin Laden taken after he was killed, fell victim to a fake photo of the al-Qaeda leader's death that made the rounds after U.S. forces shot him on Sunday. The photo that, quote, the photo that I saw and that a lot of other people saw is not authentic, Brown said in a statement. A staffer added that the Wrentham Republican obtained the photo from what he believed was a reliable source. There are no such things as reliable sources on the Internet, are there? The staffer said Brown was briefed on the raid by Obama administration officials, but those officials did not show him any pictures. Brown told Necken earlier today he had seen the photos and that he doesn't believe they should be released. Was it Necken he told, or according to Maria Stefanos, it was Fox. It was the Fox Morning Show. He was talking with Gene Levanchy this morning. The White House announced that they would not be releasing the photos and transcripts from 60 Minutes sent to the Herald. President Obama said they debated the issue, but keeping the images under wraps won out. There's no need to spike the football. As for Brown, he agreed the photos wouldn't help. If it's to sell newspapers or just have a news cycle story, then no, I don't think they should be released because we're dealing with the sensitivities of the Muslim and Arab world, and we still have men and women serving throughout the world. Scott Brown got punked by that picture. You know, he should have known better. Remember the picture after 9/11? Supposedly they found this picture in the wreckage, and these people were at the top of the World Trade Center, and there's this jet flying at them, and it was. And a lot of people believe that photo too. That this was actually a picture that was found in the rubble. The last photo that was taken of the jet flying into the World Trade Center. Do you think the photos should be released? I mean, the real photos, not the ones on the internet, not the fake ones on the internet. Someone will get the real photos. I don't know who it'll be. The National Enquirer today, by the way, was reporting that Osama bin Laden was begging for his life. I usually believe the National Enquirer, but the further they get from the United States, the less I tend to trust their reporting. You know, this just seems like it would seem appropriate to increasing sales or increasing hits on their website to say that he begged for his life. I'm not buying it.
Me either. Bunkum. 800-510-8255. So again, we're reviewing what's going on here, the end of the week review of what's been the focus all week long of talk radio, news talk radio, the political side of all of this, and then the historical moments as well, and hysterical moments. Unnamed officials have said that the only shots fired from within the compound where bin Laden was sheltering himself and his family came from his courier, who was behind the door of a guest house adjacent to the main house. The raiding party shot and killed the courier and a woman in the guest house. And when in the man was, I guess, taken out. No, actually, he wasn't there. We've seen pictures of him, haven't we? So anyway, lots of officials quoting this, that, or the other thing. It's time for you to talk about what you're thinking. 800-510-8255. Most of the rest of the hour devoted to your calls on the death of bin Laden, the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items on the countdown. Laura in Arkansas on the photos and the burial at sea.
They buried him out to sea. How do we know? Is this not a ploy that that Obama has brought up? Or, you know, why does he have the right to burial according to Islamic law? What about our people that died in 9/11? What about them? They didn't get a burial per se, according to their, you know, they were exploded, and I don't understand why he had that right to that kind of a burial.
All right, there you go. 800-510-8255. That call doesn't need any comment from me. How about you? John calls into Arizona with his thoughts on the burial at sea.
Just want to make a comment. Basically, everybody's talking about the way that he was buried at sea. We could have lowered ourselves like we saw our soldiers with, you know, decapitated, drugged through the streets, humiliated. And this man, for everything that he did to our country, it's fairly respectable what we give him at that point. It was honored by the Muslims within a 24-hour period. But we could have brought his body back and put it on display and shipped it around, had him taxidermied and hung on the president's wall. We didn't lower ourselves to their standards in any way.
Have them stuffed and hang them on the wall in the Oval Office. Okay. 800-510-8255. Kara's in Ohio. We're better than Al-Qaeda. That's pretty much what we're hearing, I think, for most people to look around some of these calls here. That's really what most Americans, as they are thinking about this now, say, okay, this was the right thing to do because we don't do what they do, and that is parade around our trophies.
We didn't suit down to the standard of you know how they treat people. We buried him at sea because that's what he would have wanted, and that's the way that it should have been. And also, just to say, this is from someone who was still in middle school during September 11 attacks. I am grateful that we have captured this man, and not captured him, but killed him. I'm not grateful that we killed him, but that he is gone, and that we can start to move on. I know that things aren't just going to end up okay and be better. But I do know that he is gone, and with him gone, then I believe that we can start to move on and start to deal with other things that we have to deal with.
All right, so here's something a lot of people are talking about at this point. The fact that the Al-Qaeda operatives that are left are worried, many of them are worried about whether they may be next or not. And there must be something to that, because the Pakistanis, who are the friends of Al-Qaeda, it's obvious, no matter what they say, their actions spoke loud enough. The Pakistanis aren't sure that we aren't going to come back either. That's why they've said, you come back and do another operation like that, and we'll be angry at you, and you won't be able to work with our soldiers. Now, who's benefiting from us training their police and soldiers? How does it help us? Why should we give a damn whether they like it or they don't like it? In this circumstance, they got blood on their hands. They're culpable. They're as bad as the Saudis in this circumstance. 800-510-8255. John calls from New Mexico.
I'd just like to say thank you so very much to President Barack Obama for initiating this plan. And, yes, we finally did get him, and we did do the right thing, bury him within that 24-hour period. Hopefully the Muslims will not think so bad of us for at least doing the right thing for him in that area. Certainly will not stop terrorist acts from coming on. However, possibly will slow down in some areas. Once again, thank you so much, Mr. President, and thank you so much, Navy SEAL.
See, I think this has changed over the course of the week, and that gentleman reflects it. Thank you for the call, sir. The fact that a lot of people think now we did the right thing, and that whether it slows down terrorist activity or not, I think it actually does give them cause to think whether they want to be martyred or they want to be with the 72 virgins or the people who said, oh, Osama's now in paradise with all of his other pals from September 11th. You know what? The reality is there's a big difference. You can believe something, but when you put to the test, what do you want? Keep breathing the air on the planet, or you want to go to the next life? Most of these guys would choose what you would choose, and that's to stay here for as long as possible. 800-510-8255. Tons more callers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show about the number one story this week, the death of Osama bin Laden.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 7th, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the countdown with Sally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Sally. You're on the countdown.
Hi. Hi. Why don't they block off the top of his head, show his beard, and show his body? And by the way, nobody's mentioning his dialysis machine. Where was his dialysis machine?
I don't ever see them listing
the dialysis machine.
Yeah, was he still on dialysis? That was something from a couple of years ago.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I don't know from nothing, I have no answer, and I haven't had that question before, interesting question, but sometimes people who are on dialysis, there are things that can be done after the treatment, depending on how severe the diabetes is, that is just in prescription form. But how do they get a prescription? Here's a prescription for Osama bin Laden. That'd be interesting. All of that's very interesting. Sally, thanks for asking the question, because nobody else has. 800-510-8255. Will, listening to KUGN in Oregon, thinks he knows why so many people doubt that bin Laden is actually dead.
Why do people doubt this? Well, the CIA is involved. And when the CIA is involved, it's not a very trustworthy organization to us Americans, don't you think? It's a secret organization, for one thing. And the U.S. seems to run a lot of secret operations that we, the people, really don't know whether we consent to. You know, I can't really consent to the killing of anybody. I can't celebrate that. It doesn't feel good. It just doesn't feel good to have killed somebody. You know, taken prisoner, whatever. But it's just not something to celebrate. Besides, how do we know he hasn't been dead for years? We just don't have a government that we can trust because of all these secret organizations.
Well, I think you're right about not being able to trust the government in many ways. That's part of the conversation, the nanny government. Why can't we see? At least make the photos available. And then you make up your own mind what you want to do. 800-510-8255. Nicole is in the Jacksonville area of Florida listening to our St. Augustine affiliate.
I just would like to say that for those that are calling in and weighing in, saying that they need proof and that they want proof of bin Laden being dead, what do they think we're supposed to do? We're supposed to just take the body and just do it onto the TV. We're not just like what they're doing. We're not gloating like that, because that would only bring more of a destruction to the U.S. We're not going to sit there and just, you know, display his body as they would do every time they would kill one of our U.S. men or the military or whomever over there. You know, they would always post it. Or, yeah, we're responsible for that. And then for those that are saying that the things about Obama, still yet, he is the person that's in position. And up under them, they were able to actually go out and get this guy, like you said, the special ops. And we do give praise to our men and women in the service over there. So for those that are against Obama saying the negative things, he's still the commander-in-chief. So up under him, this situation was carried out, and it was carried out well.
The president tells 60 Minutes that he will not release the photos of bin Laden because of the worries, the whole business about what the ramifications may be on Americans. So you take it for what that's worth, anyway.
You
you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
On.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doing our part to overview what's gone on this past week in the world of news talk radio and television. The report on the Talk Radio Countdown Show really does focus on radio, and thus four of your calls are appropriate. Here's Matt in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, WAYY. Matt, you're on the countdown.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to give my opinion about giving Bin Laden the proper burial. I honestly could care less about their standards, and you know, they didn't give any of our 3,000 people that were murdered any standards.
Yeah, but it's not all of them who were involved any more than it's all of us who were involved. They being the operatives for Bin Laden and the people in the planes,
sure.
The Saudis, they're not representing everybody who is a Muslim any more than you represent everybody who's an American.
I understand that. That's a good point. I will give President Obama credit for what he did here. I'm not a fan of his, but I will give him credit, and I hope they continue to do more stuff like this. And
I would think it would be. What do you think of the Pakistanis who said, "You come over here again, and we're going to be angry at you"? You got to be, if you're one of these boobs that's been running around, depending on whether you really believe that you're better off in the afterlife or not, but if you're liking the planet and the air that you're breathing right now, you got to be thinking to yourself, okay, if these guys can get into Pakistan right next door to what's the equivalent of West Point without being stopped by the Pakistani troops, where else can they go? If they can find him, they can find us, because we're not anywhere nearly as well secluded or protected as he was. So, I mean, I think if you're an upper-level member of the al-Qaeda echelon, you got to be thinking, I mean, if you have any brains at all, I better either change my evil ways or find a hole and stay in it.
Right. And I agree. You know, I think the Pakistanis are embarrassed, and I think they're just trying to...
Well, they ought to be embarrassed. They ought to be more than embarrassed. They ought to be put to the test, okay? Whose side are you on here? You like this type of association? Fine. We're not going to be associated with it. So, you know, I mean, we're already at war with Afghanistan. We ought to get out of there and maybe put all those troops along the border of Pakistan and tell them we mean business. Either you flush out all the al-Qaeda that's in your country, or we're coming in to get them.
Yeah,
what are they going to do?
Yeah.
All right, Matt, thanks. 800-510-8255. Damon, you're on the air.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
First of all, I would like to say, you know, congratulations to the Navy SEALs and for a job well done. You know, I feel, Doug, personally myself, they've been fighting these wars in the Middle East since before Christ. And I think we can line up every Taliban member or Al-Qaeda member on the planet and shoot them in the head in front of God and everybody. And the bottom line is that's not going to change what we're facing here in our country. That's not going to change our economy.
Is the psychology of it all. You know that, Damon.
I agree with that, but there comes a point where you have to draw a line in the sand. You know, what about our resources here in this country? I think it's a smokescreen. I mean, I think it was a great thing that was done, a thing that needed to be done.
Yeah.
Me or you, Doug, could have made this decision. This is no-brainer. They're making right. It sound like Obama made this big decision.
Well, he made
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. All right. Let me do I got to do something quickly here before we're done. The number eight issue this week, the Midwest and Southern bad weather. Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud from our affiliate KWAM in Memphis on the Mississippi and how it's impacting their city. All right, so describe, if you will, how all of this is affecting people in general in Memphis. The river hasn't, at least according to what I've read, hasn't been this high for a number of years since we had the floods that were north of you, seven, 8 years ago?
Actually, I think in Memphis it's going to be since 1937.
Whoa!
I believe the crest of the Mississippi on the Memphis gauge is going to be 7 inches less than the record in 1937.
Yeah, when it hit in Illinois and Iowa a few years ago, it did not impact us here.
No, as the water dissipates as it comes down the stream. All right, so how many homes are in danger? What's the local news coverage like of this event?
You can only imagine. I mean, helicopters.
They're talking 22,000 people could be affected right around our area. They're calling for some evacuations. Nonconic Creek, which runs through here and is impacted by the Mississippi River, they've already had some evacuations there. Mostly, it's just people looking at some flooded roadways and things. We haven't hit the hard stuff yet.
Yeah. The story continues, though, with all these tornadoes, and that was just a representative of an event that affected Memphis. Chris Wade and Rhonda Cloud from KWAM along the mighty Mississippi. This is the mighty Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.